Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
The kingdom of God is all about increase. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they lead our study on the Day of Increase. Now, to begin today's lesson, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us, and we're talking about, you don't want to hear this, the spirit of increase.
Oh, yeah, the spirit of increase.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
This is going to be good, Gloria. Thank you for inviting me back to be with you.
Well, we're honored you could come.
This is our 261st broadcast together.
200
in prosperity.
You are the professor of prosperity. There's no question.
Well, I received that doctorate from you. Thank you very much. I've studied after you, and I'm so excited about this particular year that we are in, 2017. It is the 50th anniversary of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
2017
is the 50th year. You started in 1967.
And I was 2 years old.
You were two in what a time.
50 years.
And Gloria, I brought a couple of pictures with me that will show on the screen, but I wanted to show you. And we've been digging into the archives around
here.
Oh, man, I love this place and what God has done with you. I've been here for 41 of the 50 years.
That's pretty good.
And those 41 years have been, what an amazing time, a dream come true.
It has been a blessed time, hasn't it?
And you look back over all of it, and I think about, you know, when I came in, you were just going on radio. You were starting radio.
Way back.
And there were 12 people on staff when I showed up. And just being able to travel in those early days with Brother Copeland, and then just to be taught by you and Kenneth, this has been a most amazing trip in my life that I've ever had.
Praise God.
And I was looking back at the archives, and I just wanted to show the folks, and we'll look at some pictures as we go along
this week and next. Oh, that'll be fun.
But here's one. This is Brother Copeland standing in front of Oral Roberts aircraft. That was early 1967.
Oh.
And he was getting ready to take off somewhere to
when
go.
When you put them together, put the dates on the back.
Okay.
So we'll know. That's
neat. And this one, this was the first publicity picture. This is the actual picture, though, that was used for early publications at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, because we also have many of the little pamphlets that you did, and the advertisements in the newspapers. And this was the first
picture
that was taken. And you can see the crop marks there that were used for publication. And there's some writing on the back. Somebody wrote some things.
Returned. Now, how old would Ken have been then?
He was 30. That was 30.
He was 30?
Mm-hmm. 30 years old. And it's funny, Gloria, it's written back here. There's a name written back here. H.A. Sutton. So would that be Hilton?
Hilton Sutton.
Hilton Sutton.
Well, why is it on there?
I don't know.
Maybe that was at Hilton's.
I don't know why that's on there. But I just get so tickled.
I guess it was
at looking at all of these things, and you'll be seeing them throughout the year. We're going to be publishing some things.
That was his church Ken was in.
No, this was, Kenneth said that was ORU.
Oh, okay.
That was taken at ORU. And then this last picture I'll show you, we've got others, but we'll show them later on this week. In 1968, Brother Copeland was in Jamaica, and he's told the story to us again and again about the girl that was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking through, last year I had discovered or uncovered some photos in a box, and I found this one, Gloria. This is the girl that was raised from the dead.
Is that right?
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? It would be interesting to see if she's around and what she doing.
Well, just yesterday, I found...
Not many people have been raised from the dead.
I found a folder with her name, so we'll track it down.
Oh, good, that'll be fun.
We're going to track it down. And I just think about all of those 50 years and what God has done. And
it's passed so fast.
It has gone by quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But the spirit of increase is on this ministry. The
Amen.
Spirit of increase is upon us.
And
what we need to do, first of all, is let's read our foundation scripture to this study.
Okay, good.
Folks, we're going to spend 10 days, the next 10 days with you, talking about the spirit of increase. It's all over us here. And
That's
we want
good.
It to get all over you because it's time to increase.
Amen.
It's time to grow. The kingdom of God is all about increase. There's a scripture that I found just before I came into the studio today talking about I just have to read it to you. It's in Isaiah. Let me turn there really quick. In Isaiah, it's the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Listen to this. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end.
Oh, that's great.
So the kingdom of God is expanding.
Mm.
It's expanding.
It's not drawing back. It's
getting bigger. No, it's not drawing back. And you know,
say that to me again. Of the increase
of the increase of his kingdom. Of his government, there is no end. Of the increase of his government, of the increase of the kingdom of God, there is no end.
Yeah.
There shall be no end.
Well, look at what happens after this. This part of it's gone, the millennium.
Oh, my, the
there.
Millennium, the
That'd
millennial reign.
Thousand,
so we really thousand, should be increasing thousand. The closer and closer that Jesus comes.
That's right.
We should be increasing in everything.
Spiritually.
Spiritually, everywhere. Physically, emotionally, spirit, soul, body,
victoriously.
Financially, victoriously, in every realm. So we are increasing. And you know, when God said, light be, that light has not stopped. It's always increasing.
So we should never get to where, well, I guess we've done it now.
Oh, no.
None of us should.
Oh, no.
No, not you, not us.
No.
We're going to keep moving till.
And I look at you and Kenneth and I see you are examples to us of how it should be done.
Praise
you
God.
Really set the bar on the preaching of the Word and being strong in the Lord. I was just sharing with Gloria before we went on the air about a meeting that we were in where Kenneth ministered for a little over six hours. That's a first. I've never been, you know,
I've been a lot of meetings.
It makes his 3-hour sermons short,
no,
seem short.
Healing service is long, but just preaching 6 hours? No.
But he is, the man is that. On fire. He's on fire for God. And it's all, I was talking to Jeremy about this the other day, and Jeremy looked at me and he says, we have no excuse, do we? With everything that you guys are doing. And this ministry is continuing to expand. Pastors, your church should be increasing more and more. Your ministry should be increasing. Our businesses should be increasing. Our finances should be increasing all the time. And the foundation scripture is found in
Praise
Psalm
God.
115. Psalm 115 and we'll look at verse 12. The Lord has been mindful of us.
Oh,
he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He shall bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
That's a great
And I like these next
right
two
there.
Verses. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has He given to the children of men.
So don't be expecting to decrease.
No, that's right. At any age. That's exactly right, Gloria. That's
increase.
Exactly right.
Increase is on the calendar.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. I believe with all of my heart.
More and more.
That we are to increase more and
That's
more and more.
God.
And let me give you a little testimony about this particular study that we're doing. It was April the 17th of 2016. we were in a church service. It was a Sunday. And the Lord had already begun talking to me about praying again over the offerings. You know, we stopped doing that for a while. And we would have, for time's sake, but those were back in the days when we had a clock.
Yeah. Before the clock was taken off the wall.
Before the clock was taken off the wall. So the Lord spoke to me and He said, I want you to reinstate something that you used to do. You used to have all of the ushers bring the baskets to the front.
Yes.
And then you'd worship me with it, you'd pray over it, and these are the precious tithes and offerings of the people. So as their pastor, ever since we started doing that, every Sunday we bring those tithes and offerings to the front. We speak the word over it, Malachi 3.
That's good.
We talk about being furnished in abundance. But this particular Sunday, the Lord just absolutely took over. He took over. And I started talking about the spirit of increase. And one thing led to another, Gloria, and Terry stepped up and she had some words. Others stepped up, they had some words. And it really turned into, the Lord took over that service and just started talking about the spirit of increase. Now, what we're doing is that if you go to the KCM website and you click on to the picture of Gloria and me there, you'll not only be able to download the notes, but you will be able to look at that service and see exactly what happened during that service. And what happened, Gloria, we preached for about 45 minutes about the spirit of increase. And then I laid hands on every person in the church, everybody. They came through and I did it just like Jesse did. We had just come back from a visionary conference that Jesse Duplantis did in New Orleans. We had just come back from that and he laid hands on everybody in the building and he just had them walk through. Just walk through. And I did the same thing with the congregation. And it was, the Lord called it the day of increase.
Praise God.
The day of increase.
How good.
And if you look at point A up there in number four, this is what the Lord said. He said, this is a new day. This is a new hour. Breakthroughs are taking place. Supernatural breakthroughs in the financial realm are taking place right now.
Praise God.
Then this is what I said, Gloria. I said, the spirit of increase is on me and with me.
That's right.
He told me to come to church and release increase over the congregation. The spirit of increase is working in me. Everything I set my hands to is prospering. The spirit of increase is on this church. We are increasing. Right. We are enlarging, multiplying.
Hallelujah.
And from that moment on, now here we are into the next year. From that moment on, this spirit of increase has been working on the inside of us.
Praise
Income
God.
At the church has gone up. Attendance at the church has gone up. We've seen miraculous things that have taken place.
Praise
provision,
God.
Supernatural provision. And the spirit of increase is what the Lord desires for us to operate in and operate through. So I laid hands on everybody this morning. And what we did, Gloria, I took that service and I did an open and a close for the people that are watching us so they can go to the website and watch it.
Good.
And I'll be praying over them at the end of that particular clip that we're showing.
Mm.
And so the anointing has not lifted from us since that time. And if you go to page two with me on your notes, this is what we're going to do for the 10 days that we're on the broadcast. Gloria, we're going to become increase-minded.
Yes.
Increase-minded. We're believing for airplanes around here. We're believing for equipment. We're believing for buildings. You prophesied it. You declared that we were going to come to a time that if you said this in 1995, you said this in 1996 in a meeting, and you said, if you are a healing church, if you're going to a healing church, you're not just going to have one healing service a day. You're going to have healing service 24/7. Healing services 24. You said it.
You said it.
They sent it to me. They're archiving all of the BVOV broadcasts and all of the meetings. Well, they send me things that you and Kenneth say that that apply to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
God.
Well, they sent me this, and man, we've taken hold of it.
Hallelujah.
We have taken hold of that at the church. We are making plans right now. You said you would be able to see cars lined up out here. You even said limousines would come, and we would have to have shifts.
Hmm.
Any church could do this. That's increase.
I want a copy of
that. That's increase. So I'll get a copy for you, but we must, in these last days, last hour, we have to become increase-minded.
Things have to speed up.
They've got to speed
time
up.
Time is short.
That's right. That's right. And the scripture the Lord gave me, and it's on your notes there too, Gloria, Romans 12:2, says, "Be not conformed to this world." And this world is a world full of lack, isn't it? It's a world
where
they can't do it, you can't do it. It's cursed. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Praise God.
It is, Gloria, the will of God that we walk in the spirit of increase. And if you look at that on your second page there, if you look at number two, that's the Amplified Translation. And it says, "Do not be conformed to this world or to this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed." And that word transformed means to be changed.
That's exactly
changed.
Right. And that's what the Word does.
That's what it does.
You put it in your eyes, your ears, and get it in your
heart. It will change us.
Bring it out your mouth. And do what it says.
Yep. Be obedient to it.
Right.
The entire renewal of your mind by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. So, Gloria.
Now, that seems like a vast thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But we've experienced it.
We certainly have.
How you've changed since you got under the Word.
Oh.
In your thinking, in your ability. Oh. I think about how I've changed in my thinking.
You let things in.
You let good things in. You expect good things. You see things by faith and they come to pass. Hallelujah.
I learned from you and Kenneth that you don't have to be poor.
That's right.
I learned from you and Kenneth that you don't have to be sick. I had that religious thinking that, and I got saved at 19, so I didn't have too many years of that.
Yeah.
Because I came into this very quickly when I met Terry at ORU, and we had gotten engaged, and then she brought me home to meet the parents.
Uh-huh.
Well, I sat down with Brother Copeland out at the old Lake Arlington office, and he asked me, he said, "George, what do you want to do? What do you want to be?" And I'm sure he's wondering. This man has asked for his daughter's hand. And I said to him, "I want to be a man of God." And
he
sat there and looked at me and he said, "I'm going to give you my Bible course." And I went back to school.
About this many tapes?
I went back to school, Gloria, and they called me from the post school, the campus post office and says, "Come get your boxes." Kenneth Copeland sent me every series that he made.
Wow.
Every series. And you know what I did with them? I started listening.
Did you listen to every one of them?
I listened to every one. I started with the integrity of the Word of God.
That was your...
I went to the image of God in you. My life was being transformed with this, and it was happening really quick. It was happening really fast. And then Terry introduced me to the ministry of Kenneth E. Hagin. And we would go over there as students. And we'd go to different meetings that he would have.
You got a great education.
Oh, I mean, it was a total immersion in the Word of God. And then I came here to work that summer to start the art department. And then Brother Copeland came to me and said, "I really think you need to stay." And so y'all sent Terry back to learn more about television, to get us on TV. And I stayed here at the ministry. But that hunger and thirst for the Word of God, it just kept going. I used to go back there where Richard worked. Richard, your brother, worked in the tape department, the duplication of the tapes and all of that. And I go back there at night, sometimes after work, and I would pull out a tape series, go home, listen to it, come back the next morning, put it back. I'd take another one out. I had a voracious hunger for the Word of God.
Amen.
And it started increasing on the inside of me.
You still got it, too.
I've got it. Can you tell?
I
still have it. And this is what happens, Gloria. You put the Word down on the inside, and it begins to enlarge your capacity to believe God. Your capacity to see what you've never seen before. And I did that year after year after year.
I understand.
And so I started doing that with the spirit of increase. And I started meditating on scriptures. Look at point three there. I meditated on Deuteronomy 16:15. "The Lord thy God shall bless thee in all your increase." Increase.
Oh, yeah.
Increase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, "Look up all your scriptures about increase." And we'll be covering so many of them during this time.
Oh, that's going to be so good for us.
Psalm 85, 12, it says, "Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase."
Yes.
Now, that land also includes your business.
That's right.
It includes whatever your children are involved in. Your land is what you own and what you have.
We're talking to it. Yeah.
We're talking to it.
If things have gotten slow, or if they haven't,
talk to it.
Tell it to yield.
Absolutely.
Get a greater yield.
Absolutely.
By what you say.
Yep.
I like that.
That's good, Gloria.
I never said that before.
We wrote it down, so it'll be in the notes.
Good, good.
1 Corinthians 3:6, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase."
Yes,
Gloria, God gives the increase.
He does.
It comes from Him. And He is a God of increase. One of the things that we're going to be taking up this coming week.
That's going to be awesome.
We're going to be talking about God is all about increase. I've got some scriptures for you.
Ooh, I'm going to like it.
He is all about increase. So what I did, this is what I did. I listened to CDs. I read books. I have a book. I brought it on set with me, and you can order it at Jerry Savelle. I got a book by Jerry called Increase, God's Way.
That's good.
And I went through this, and I underlined, and I highlighted. What am I doing? I'm feeding my faith.
Amen.
I'm feeding my faith for increase.
Right.
I want to see increase. I want to see increase in our ministry. We've got a citation 10 plus that we're believing for.
Yes, I
see that landing out there. I see it landing just the way
you
the other one did.
See yourself getting in it?
I see myself getting in it, Gloria.
I see myself going with you. Hallelujah.
I see us in it. And so faith for the spirit of increase comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And that's what we're going to do.
Praise
we will spend
God.
10 days totally immersed in the Word of God that talks about supernatural increase. And that's what it is. It's supernatural.
It
comes from God.
You could see where we started. You would know it's supernatural.
I was looking in the archive yesterday, and I found the house that you lived
down
in.
Down by the riverside.
And I found all of these pictures of what it was like then. And I think that's what fascinates me so much, because
it doesn't matter where you start.
It doesn't. And the spirit of increase was on you and Kenneth. I look at the early pictures and see what God has done for you. It really is miraculous. And I'll leave. They're giving us about a 1 minute sign here. Psalm 68:19. Bless the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, today we receive the outpouring
load
of the Spirit
up,
of increase upon our lives. Increase, 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 increasing to the left, increasing to
Praise
the right,
God.
Increasing in everything, in our finances, physical body,
Lord.
In our minds, in everything, Lord.
Praise
and
God.
It's for our children as well. Lord, we thank you for these 2 weeks we have together to celebrate and learn about the spirit of increase. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo, I'm excited, Gloria.
Awesome. You're off to a great start.
We're off to a running start here.
Spirit of increase, hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.